Well, hello, Waterloo. How are you? It's 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and you're at the Jazz and Blues Show here on Thursday night. This is episode 31. Welcome aboard. Boy, we got some special stuff for you tonight. We're going to have a little bit with our usual, my co-host, John Layden. We're going to have an interview from a great exchange that's happening out on the West Coast. And we're going to have hopefully another guest later on in the day. So we'll start this right to the show. So, Jimmy, are you sitting down? Well, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Well, I'm lovely. Thanks for coming out.
I'm just getting organized. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay. You have made an extra effort to get out tonight. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know you're a great supporter of the swing dance scene, so
I am.
I'm glad you made the effort to come out.
I'm the... What did somebody call me? The patriarch of the... I'm the old... I'm the grandpa of the group.
You're here with John Layden. John, you want to say hello?
John who? Hi, Jeff.
Any of those ones.
And
yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah, you'll have to swing that one over, too, so you can talk on our telephone here.
We'll take care of it in the song.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So we're going to play a song here. You're at 100.3 CKMS, and we'll get back and talk to Jimmy, and he can tell us all about his great adventures in our great swing dance scene. So you're at 100.3 CKMS, Sound FM. It is Thursday night, the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, the best show in town, right between the best hip-hop show with Pressure Drop and another great hip-hop show with DJ Camello at midnight. So here we are, 10 o'clock. We're going to start. Here's a song that one of our co-hosts, Jimmy Prevo, likes, and it's one by, which one do you want to hear first?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash?
You got it?
I have that. Okay, and
that was the first first artist I remember listening to.
Here we go.
Guitar, one of the greatest guitar players as well as songwriters and singers in the business. Appreciate a little help on the guitar, all right?
Love it.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight. And I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now. And I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye. Cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Well, folks, here we're right back. It's 100.3, and a lot of us know that, of course, that's obviously a Jimmy song.
That's right.
What other artists do you like, Jimmy?
Well, I started off with that kind of music, you know, when I was, might have been 14 or so, when Johnny Cash came along.
Yeah.
With songs like I Walk the Line. And, of course, then Elvis came along, and at that age, who wouldn't like Elvis? He was the coolest guy around.
Sure.
Before him, actually, before either of them, was Bill Haley. Did you find that song, by the way?
Not Bill Haley, but I have one here that was, we're looking at Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah,
we'll play that
Little Richard,
later on.
Yeah. So those are all the stars that influenced me in the beginning.
So how did you come upon the swing dance scene? You know, it's quite
well,
a collection
of people.
A
friend of mine
of
got me into it. Actually, my ex.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the dance scene and was really enjoying it. She kept telling me, you should get in it. You'd love it, Jim.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did. And I've been in it for, what, about 12 years now, 11 years now, something like that?
No, can't be that long.
Well, it might be.
It's got to be close to it. I'm going to be 70 this year, so
yeah.
I was 58 or 9 when I joined, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Just a kid. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I can honestly say it's one of the highlights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Other than my grandchildren, they were the pinnacle. But I've really, really enjoyed it, and you know that because you were around back in those days too, and we had a lot of fun hanging out and going to all those dances.
Well, that's why I asked.
Serving with the girls.
That's the question. You know, we there's much to our dance scene that's ongoing. New venues, new things are happening, but it's also the history of a lot of good times together. And I know you've said it quite often too that you really enjoyed the song to people and the rest.
Oh yeah, I remember the early days of Matt Minglewood. Down at the Still.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that night particularly because it was great swing music and there was nobody to dance with.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, I remember all kinds of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because even just this last, there still is a bunch getting together now. The Still is called O'Brien's now.
Yeah.
And the crowd out there on Wednesday night was a mighty, all 8 or 9 of us. And gosh, once again, we're a little bit short on follows. So.
Yeah, well, it's a sad truth. I remember the day when we would have 3 or 4 booths full of dancers out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When the band would strike up, it would take us 5 minutes to get through to the dance floor because the place was jammed and you could barely move in there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, everything has its day and it's weaned down a little bit.
Yeah.
We found other... Of course, everybody knows about Monday nights and our live... live band dance there at the Button Factory.
Yep. Well, it's a good night, and John Layden's here, and he can tell us lots about, and I hope he will eventually, about a little bit of what the University of Waterloo Swing Club is doing, another great spot for swing dancing, and lots of new members come out to an arts community that way, so it's really good. We're just delighted. So, Jimmy, when you... Now, you danced your whole life, but what was it about swing dance that you really liked a lot more than the other dances?
I always used to jive, you know. Now,
yeah.
They call it East Coast Swing now.
Right.
But I've been doing that for like 50-some years when Vivian decided that I should get into the swing dance scene. And when I had a look at Lindy and Charleston, that I thought it would be a breeze to learn because it really looks very much like jiving or East Coast Swing, you know. And... I thought it'd be a cinch for me to learn that. And that was a rude awakening because it was really, really hard. It's just different enough to be difficult, you know. And so I spent the first 6 months to a year apologizing to everyone I danced with. In fact, one girl, I'd been taking lessons for about 6 months, and one girl, Elaine,
yeah.
walked off the dance floor and said, "Oh, you need lessons." I said, "Wait a minute, I'm taking lessons." the funny part of that story is that when I learned to dance, and I caught up with her later on, I found out she couldn't dance.
We all have some great stories like that, John. You probably too.
That happens a lot, actually.
But people,
some people think they're a little better off than they are, especially in those early days.
Well, I get a lot of credit for being a really good dancer when I'm actually a mediocre dancer. But I think, you know, when you're almost 70, you get credit for standing up, you know. You get more credit than you deserve for being a good dancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you're a very faithful and supporting member of the community, and I can't thank anybody, any of the followers. They always enjoy having a dance, and your enthusiasm is really contagious, and we all have a good time, and we have a good time with everybody's company.
Well, thanks, Jeff. That's nice of you to say that. So I do love it.
Yeah.
And I love the people in there.
It's a hoot.
They're the nicest bunch of people, no matter where I go.
Yeah.
Hamilton, Toronto, especially Hamilton. They're a little dear to my heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah.
And, well,
when they visited you in the hospital.
Well, they were great. I had surgery a couple of years ago, and they'd come in. Even people I didn't know would come along with them. They're just a great bunch of people, no matter where you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a blast, man. Just a blast.
That's right.
Yeah. Well. We better just maybe play another song here. Folks, you're at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM. With me tonight is my guest, Jimmy Prevost, and my co-host is John Layden. This is your host, Jeff Steger. Let's play a tune. This is Little Richard, and this is Good
All
Golly.
Right.
Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Let's see. Turn it up. Yeah.
Richard has a great history. What other great tunes that you can dance to? That's one of your more favorite swing tunes. It has a swing beat to it.
Oh, it is swing. It's under the umbrella of swing. Mm-hmm. Jive or East Coast swing is under that umbrella. And early rock, some country even fits under there.
Yeah.
If you can jive to it, Lindy to it, Charleston to it, East Coast swing.
You're in business.
It's swing.
Well, it's a great tune. I know, you know, when we're dancing at dances, and we all have our favorite songs, but we like variety too, and nothing more
yeah,
fun
absolutely.
Than put on a jive beat. It just is an easygoing, fun tune, and
yeah, you'll notice the kids all get up on the dance floor and dance to it.
Yeah,
when there's a you know, when you put one on.
I didn't notice you up on the floor trying Balboa yet, Jimmy. How come that is?
Well, I don't know why. I really don't know why I haven't. I like looking at it. I think it's a neat dance. I don't really know why I haven't gotten into it.
Well, that's a complicated little thing. I guess once you hang it,
yeah, it takes a bit of practice to get going, because it's actually it's very small and controlled dance. So you need a lot of practice to get good.
I don't think it would be a really hard step to learn.
No, it's actually a really simple rhythm, and it's pretty straightforward to lead and follow because you're so close.
Right.
But just because you're close together, you have to be clean with your footwork so you don't step on toes and all of that stuff. But
yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah,
you
no.
Step on them.
No, they generally don't. But yeah, I've been with Anne. We just finished teaching some Balboa at Swing Club, and we're trying to get more and more of it happening in Waterloo.
Yeah. Well, I might take it up. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, no reason I wouldn't.
Yeah, I like the Charleston. You do Charleston too.
And yeah, I know some Charleston. Yeah, I'm not really
good
great
stuff.
At it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you like the local music scene? Like, you know, we've got some good bars around that we can go and dance to. Like,
oh,
you,
I think
you
it's
like
alive.
Live
it's, it's alive and thriving here in Kitchener Waterloo.
Yeah,
we got some great bands: Water Street Blues and Douglas Watson. And just to name a couple, actually.
Well, if I to mention Douglas Watson, I think
Dave Rodenberg.
Dave Trin's going to have Douglas on next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Where at the Button
next
Factory?
Week already?
Yeah, and next show. This is episode 31, and Dave's scheduled for episode 32 next week. It'll be in the
on the show.
Yeah, on this show. On this.
You thought you meant the Button Factory.
Yeah. No, I'm talking to David. He was saying that they're bringing in Douglas Watson for one of the nights there. I think it's the next blues night. I'm not sure which week that is, but it's coming up soon.
That's another dance I have to learn in blues. I do. I mean, I dance to a lot of the blues. I always qualify it by saying, do you want to do the fake blues with me? Because I'm faking my way through it all.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's basically stepping back and forth. You just do it well enough, and it's...
Slow Lindy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice step, because you don't want to be going fast all night. Nice little variety like that. Yeah.
It's so much more fun than ballroom.
Yeah,
I know a lot of ballroom dancers get offended by that. Mm-hmm. I call that white collar dancing, and what we do is blue collar. It's down and dirty.
Well, it has a lot of history, you know. Like, wasn't it like it was when the first Lindy Hoppers in
the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem?
They were kind of outcast, and I don't know. Well, they were mainstream waltzers, and they sort of stuck one into the floor and the others. So, you know, we have a little bit of a rebelliness.
It's always been a really rebellious dance.
Yeah.
You know, it was danced to the rebellious music of the time.
You mean which dance in particular?
Lindy Hop and swing dances, really, like jive, and when it was danced to rock and roll more and more. And
it'll be a sad day when I can't swing dance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I live for it.
Well, you're going to, what's your next, where to start? I mean, I even think, isn't there a dance tomorrow? It's a fundraiser for...
Water Street Blues doing it? I think they sent out an email.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where it is. Oh, it's at the Idlewise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's a fundraiser of some kind, yeah.
It's never a shortage of things to do, is there? I mean, there's so many.
Well, no, there isn't. And, you know, Toronto's not that far. If there isn't something going on here in the way of a swing dance, Toronto's not far away, an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And there's lots going on down there. Yeah, pretty much every day of the week.
Yeah, friends of mine in Toronto seem to be out almost every night listening to great jazz music.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we'll just play another couple songs here, I guess. Folks, this is 100.3 CKMS Sound FM. This is your host, Jeff Steger. This is the Swingin' Blues Show, and tonight with me is Jimmy Prevost and John Layden. So we'll talk some more with Jimmy in our next half-hour show. We're going to do a little radio interview with a representative of a great exchange out on the West Coast coming up, and it's called the Emerald Coast Lindy Exchange. So We look forward to that in the next 15 minutes. In the meantime, we're going to go back to some more tunes. And Jimmy, I have, what was I going to play next? Oh, yeah, Elvis Presley this time.
Oh, right on. Rock and roll, then.
We'll be right back.
I got a woman here, she can be. Died of fright, cause she crossed his path last night. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Kiss her hard, she blew my lips. Hurts her good, my heart just flips. I got a woman.
Folks, we're back, and that's that's Elvis. That's Elvis.
That's Elvis.
One of your favorites, sir?
That's one of my favorites. Well, you know, he was when I was growing up. He's, I branched out a bit since then, but I still love the guy.
Well, now we're going to have our interview with Jessica Wagner from the West Coast there, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her show, and if you had any success there, John, can we get that speakerphone working and the way we're going?
Should be good.
Okay, now we're going to make sure
we... Can you hear us, Jessica?
I can hear you, but the other voice is kind of fuzzy.
I think I probably should be right over here. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, there you are.
Welcome to our show. I'm so glad you're here.
Okay, thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Emerald Coast Lindy Exchange. That's coming up in...
In March. It's the 25th through the 25th.
Yeah.
It kind of started as a result of people wanting the more dancer-centric events at the Jazz Fest that we have here every year. And so some friends of mine were like, you should do it. And I said, well, no, I couldn't. And then I did. And so we're going into our second year, and it was amazing last year. And this year we really want it to be even bigger and better than last year. So.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, I could tell by your voice there that you're like most of us in Lindy Hop. You sort of have gotten dragged into that deep spiral that is Lindy Hop, whether you're a dancer or organizer.
Yeah, it's definitely, I was thinking about it the other day, and I've been doing dancing for almost 8.5 years, and it doesn't feel like it's been that long, because it's just been, you know, it's Lindy. It's so much fun, and there's so many different aspects of it. You can do just the dancing, or just any of it, the history of it, the makeup, the clothes, just the technique. So it's been a big part of my life for a while, and this is just the next step, I guess.
Yeah, so. can you remember how you first started Lindy Hop before we hear some more about the exchange? You 8.5 years, you probably invite out to a local dance scene. Tell us about how you began and how you ended up being an organizer for the Emerald Coast Lindy Exchange.
Well, I started dancing. I took a class at the college I was at. It was a swing dance class. And then through that, I met some friends of mine who had a dance team, and I started dancing with them 4 or 5 days a week, and then I started performing with them, and then I started teaching with them, and one of my friends and I have continued teaching for the last about 6-7 years, and then I just from there I just started organizing because people wanted to do stuff and nobody else would do it. Everybody talked about wanting to do it, talked about wanting an exchange, but nobody actually did it. So I was like, well, you know, we could do this.
Really well, good for you.
Tweaking.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. So tell us about the exchange some more. You have got a little partnership with the local jazz festival. It's the, what am I reading here? Tell us about
it's the Redwood Coast Jazz Festival.
Yes.
And it seemed like the most logical explanation, just combine the two of them, where they're bringing in lots of great music, but they were lacking in attendance. And so as an attendance booster, we just bring in more dancers and really cater to the dancers in terms of choosing bands and stuff like that. And so, like, this year we've got, like, Glenn Kritzer and the Syncopators, Stompy Jones are from Southern California, and just bringing in bands from the West Coast, but really trying to appeal to the dancer aspect of it. So it's been a really good partnership for the last 2 years working with them and making it all work really well.
Yeah, it's nice when you can have a wider community be involved like that. And, you know, you might get some more members in the Lindy scene because they'll see you dancing and enjoying yourselves at the jazz festival.
Yeah, we always have an influx of dancers right after Jazz Fest because everybody sees people dancing. And we're like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So we always try and have a beginning class right after Jazz Fest because inevitably we'll have, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 new faces of people just really wanting to check it out because it looks like so much fun. So.
Yeah, see, you're going to have Glenn Kritzer Orchestra playing. I'll play a couple of their songs later on tonight, just in honor of your coming exchange.
Oh, thanks. They're amazing. I'm excited about having them play because they are really, really awesome. I mean, and just the lineup. I mean, if you go to the website at EmeraldCoastLX.com, you could see the lineup of bands that are playing, and the lineup we have this year is really good. It's just going to be 3 days of dancing nonstop. I mean, that's the benefit of having it as a partnership with the Jazz Fest is that there's just so many different types of music. It's a little bit different than a normal exchange in that sense that we get a lot more variety of music and people that come. Because, I mean, a lot of the Jazz Fest people that come are not dancers. They like the music and they like watching the dancers, but they don't necessarily dance themselves. And so they appreciate having us there, and we appreciate having them there because it's always more fun to dance for an audience than just yourself.
I see on your webpage there's a sample of the T-shirt design this year. Can you tell us a little story about that? It's quite attractive, actually.
Yeah, I had one of our local dancers designed it, and then I had a different dancer make it into a scannable design for a T-shirt. And it's Dorothy and the Scarecrow on their way to the Emerald City. And in the description I put next to it, it's, we think Frank Baum might have gotten it wrong. He didn't want to go to the Emerald City. He wanted to go to the Emerald Coast because, you know, we're in Humboldt County in Eureka, California, and so it's we have a ton of redwoods, and we're referred to as the Emerald Coast because it's just so green all the time, year-round. And so we just kind of did a little play on words, and I think they did an amazing job with it. It's going to be great. It's that logo on a white T-shirt, and so it'll be simple, but it'll be really fun.
Yeah, it'll be really... It's a lot of fun when you go to exchanges and the like, and you see all the different T-shirts designed, some very nice and original ones, and I know we've had some here that were pretty good, too, so... Yeah, good work. And you want to we'll probably maybe talk a little bit more. You want to tell us a bit more about, this is the second year of the exchange. You can tell us the listing of your band people is Glenn Kritzer, and maybe a bit about the, I have to want to talk about a little about that. You're from, this will be in Eureka, California.
Yes, it's in Eureka, California, so we're a little bit away from you guys. But, you know, it's definitely definitely worth the trip out if you want to come. It's a three-day event. There's a kickoff dance on Thursday if you want to come. So theoretically, you could dance for 4 days if you really wanted to. Like I said before, the lineup this year is incredible. We've got Glenn Crichton, Syncope Players. We've got Blue Street Gap Band. We have Bob Draga is going to be sitting in with a bunch of different bands. Carlson and Leland Trio is playing. The Madary Brothers. Sister Swing is coming up from Sacramento. Stompy Jones is coming up from San Francisco. It's just an incredible lineup of bands. And last year we had about 120 people from out of the area coming in for the exchange, and this year we'll probably have more than that. I don't want to say how many more because I don't want to, you know, overshoot myself, but I'm definitely excited. We've got, we just found out that we'll have members of the Hollywood Hot Shots coming up from down south to dance with us at the exchange this year, so that'll be even more fun, because if they do decide to perform, it'll just be icing on the cake for the dancers that come up and just for the audience themselves as well as for the Jazz Fest, because they'll get to see some really amazing dancing. The exchange this year is, like I said, the March 23rd through the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
We have early bird tickets through the 1st of March, and then after that, we'll still have tickets available, so if people do decide last minute they want to come, we can still accommodate them. Our biggest thing this year is our late night event is in the historic Eureka Theater. So it's a huge building that's just amazing to look at. It's got the old marquee on the front, you walk in, it's got the ticket booth in the front, and then there's a dance floor and a stage in there, and the theater part of it, you know, with all the theater seating as well. So
do you have a dress code with your thing there? You've got quite glamorous and elaborate places for your dances.
We don't usually have a dress code. By Sunday morning, nobody really cares what they're wearing because they're exhausted and, you know, they haven't really gotten a whole lot of sleep. But our late night events tend to bring out, you know, everybody's doing clothing changes all day anyways because you get all sweaty and you need to change. But our late night events, people have had a chance to, like, eat some food, maybe take a nap, so they're all ready to go again. So they tend to get a little bit more dressed up. But, there's no dress code, as far as I know.
Yeah, the only code you have to have is to have lots of fun, I suppose, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, listen.
Those are always necessary, and I always forget them.
Well, thanks so much for being part of our show tonight. Just really appreciate you taking the time, Jessica, to tell us about the exchange coming up. And I hope you have great success down there. And we'll look forward to hearing all about it in the papers afterwards.
Well, thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate it. And it's nice to connect with people outside so they know what's going on.
All right. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, that's Jessica Wagner from Eureka, California, telling us about the exchange coming up there. So if you're out on the coast or feel like a last-minute trip, ready to get some last-minute tickets, John?
Oh, I am.
Okay, let's play a couple more tunes. Let's play another tune, and we'll get back and talk to our guest, Jimmy. And you're at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and this is a Swing, Jazz, and Blues show. We'll be right back.
Just ain't right like green. green tomato. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready, with all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Where's my fine hambo? Where is it?
Hi, this is Naomi Uyama. I'll be singing and dancing my way into Waterloo for the very first time, November 21st, with the Gordon Webster Band. You are listening now to CKMS 100.3.
Hi, I'm Jeff Steger from Shady Nook Farms, a family-owned traditional beef farm. There are two ways to give your family the freshest tasting beef from a source you can trust. Buy a cow and raise it yourself, or contact me. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Hi, folks. It's Thursday night, episode 31 of the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show. Hope you're enjoying our show tonight. This is Jeff Steger, and with me is my guest, Jimmy Prevo, and my co-host, John Layden. Gentlemen, how are you all doing?
Great.
Good?
Yeah, doing pretty well.
Isn't that something that exchange out like that? It would be fun to go out there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be really nice to go out to the West Coast. Just a matter of
preferably
money
this
and time
of year.
Oh yeah,
wintertime.
Miss a bit of the cold weather.
Yeah, and a new exchange like that, the jazz festival on, you could probably wouldn't have no trouble finding something to do out there.
Oh no,
you know, it's a hoot.
Yeah.
Did you ever take? You went to the exchange in Toronto a few times, didn't you? The one with the do you remember?
No, I don't. I've been to the Toronto dances many times, but I've never been.
You're probably down to one of the exchanges down there and don't remember, but it was like.
Yeah, I think we probably went as a group or something way back in the day.
Yeah,
sure. So. That's about as far as I've been to the Ottawa one. That's as far as I've been.
We took the other co-host from this show, Dave Trin, down because he was flying out
right,
to the Hurricane.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
So
it was a good time, right on the water there.
Yeah. Well, Rockliffe, that was a Sunday morning.
Rockliffe Park, yeah.
It was a rowing club or something, wasn't it?
It's my hometown, so I was glad to be there and do my swing dancing thing.
Did you ever have any luck getting your relatives in Ottawa to come out and swing dancing too?
My sister Jackie it was my sisters who taught me how to jive. I'm the youngest in the family. They taught me how to jive.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackie came along with me once.
Well, that's lots of fun too.
No matter where you go, you can swing dance. You know, if you're going to Australia or India or wherever, you just have to do a little online search, and you'll have people waiting for you there at the other end.
Very friendly community.
Yeah,
and they'll welcome you and make you feel at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, I went to Winnipeg a few years ago, and you must be Jimmy. You know, welcome you right into the clan and. Even come over and ask you to dance. So, it doesn't get any better than that.
I know. It's a good deal. you're enjoying Monday night dance. You're pretty regular in that one, too. Yeah, yourself? Yeah.
What's that?
Monday night dances at the Button
Factory. Oh, I love them. Live entertainment. What a great way to start off the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, live entertainment every Monday night at the Button Factory. It's wonderful.
Did you go to the West Coast Swing? Did you guys go to the West Coast Swing?
I didn't make it to
the Saturday night. Oh yeah,
there was the one passed.
Oh, it was packed.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
from London, Hamilton, Toronto. It was a great evening.
Yeah, I made it to the late night at around 1:30.
Oh right, yeah, you were probably. I went to the late night, but I don't stay at the late nights anymore. Very late.
Yeah,
if I go,
I jumped from a housewarming party to the late night because can't get enough of dancing.
Right,
and it was actually still really crowded at 1:30, and I heard and 2:30, and I heard it went on until past four at least.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's super. Well, we should probably do a little bit of business here with our sponsors and stuff like that, and we have some announcements. And I'm thinking maybe I better. Oh, John? You want to do some phone call by any chance? Did we decide that one?
Let's leave that for another week, okay. I think.
We're just getting used to all the fun things we can do here, so we just think we're so proud of ourselves getting this call put through to our guest person from Jessica Wagner from the Lindy Exchange out there in Eureka, California. And so maybe in another episode we will encourage listeners to phone into our call line here we'll either take requests or just talk to you, and it's certainly a job where you need about two people to do it just to make sure they do that. So in the future, when we get really good at this.
Yeah, when we figure out how to fit two people.
I think you're doing fine right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I've been very lucky and have there's Dave Trin and Turlock Myers and myself doing this, and we're looking for a fourth DJ if anybody's interested out there. Get to sit behind this board and spin dials and make gears grind and all kinds of cool things so you can put on a show and talk about your friends and in a good way. I'm going to make that point. I talk about your friends in a good way.
Yeah, always say positive things because you never know who's going to be listening.
You know what would be really cool? Now, here's a radio announcement. Do you want to go through some of these? I should search through my song files for a couple of songs here coming up, and also for some advertisements and the like. So, folks, here 100.3, John, be so kind as to.
Might as well start at the top.
He says, well, you can do those ones, but these are the ones that are radio announcements that Dave suggests. We talk about some local events there.
Yeah, so as we've been talking about it all night, there's the Monday night dances at the Bun Factory. The live music this week is Roberta Hunt, Toby Hughes, and Rob Carty on drums. And then we want help for the jazz. Geez, Jeff, you've taken care of all of these already.
Well, yeah. We want to talk about some of the exchanges coming up there, but I guess we did talk about a lot of those, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Here's a neat thing. The Jazz Room, located at the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo. It's on Fridays and Saturdays. This Friday, the 10th, is the Trace Elman Quartet. And on the 11th, the Saturday, is Barry Elms Quintet. There's more information at kwjazzroom.com. It's operated by the Grand River Jazz Society. Another fun time coming up, speaking of house parties, like at the late night, there's the third annual Chocolate Blues House Dance Party. It's on the 25th, and Ross McDowell has been gracious enough to open up his home. It's usually a great time. We've got board games, a rock band going, a chocolate fountain.
And it's a jam session.
Yeah. Roberta Hunt and Toby Hughes come in. And
we all jam. Bring our guitars or instruments along.
Any instrument you know, bring it in and you can join in.
Oh, and Ross is an amazing host, and he's got a beautiful home there.
Oh, yeah. Just
the whole basement is dedicated to dance. And
yeah, and the area that you can jam, there's an adjacent room that's all
a lounge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Laminate flooring, mirrors, and everything. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's done it upright.
Yeah, and then at the Lancaster Jazz Club, at the Lank, the music's still going. This Saturday, it's the Dixie Demons, and you can check that out.
What time is that, John?
It runs from 2 to 5 p.m.
They changed the time. It used to be 4 to 7.
Yeah, it's a earlier afternoon dance now.
Right.
Up in the top floor, I believe.
Right, upstairs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see what else there is here.
You see a lot of big, long list of exchanges of other countries.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah.
If you get as far as Eureka, California, you can just probably keep on going. There.
Oh, yeah. You can go all over the place here. We've got next thing coming up is Swing a Dance in Quebec City. I know I met some great people from Quebec when I was at another event, and they all invited us out. I can't make it this year, unfortunately, but it's February 10th to 13th this weekend in Quebec City. I know that a few people from around here are going. Turlock's heading out with some friends of ours in Toronto. Pretty sure Martha is as well. And that's a great time. It's a workshop weekend. You can learn a lot of stuff from amazing instructors and have great dances. Everyone tends to dance a little better at these workshops because they're figuring out what they've learned during the day.
That's right. A chance to practice.
Yeah. Then the next dance coming up in Hamilton, Wednesday, February 15th.
Oh, yeah. Is there a theme to that one now?
Yeah, it's the Broken Heart Blues.
The Broken Heart Blues.
Day after Valentine's Day for everyone that's been stood up or had to spend it alone. You can come and dance away your sorrows.
Great timing.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And that's at the London Tap House. Hammerhoppers.com for more info.
Great bunch of people. They're almost as nice as we are up here in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Oh, some of them are even nicer, I think. Yeah, and a bunch of us will be driving down if you... I'm going this month. Yeah, I haven't made it for a little bit.
Right, well, I'll be going down, so...
Yeah, if you know how to contact us, you can contact us and join in.
Yeah.
For a rocking good time.
And then coming up in March in Winnipeg, they're having a Prairie Lindy Exchange, actually. I've got some friends from Winnipeg dancing. Chris Nichols was one of the big dancers around here. Juliana
has been
coming
out
to dances again, and she's from Winnipeg. And Erica, that's living in Toronto now.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, Erica Suski.
I usually go to Winnipeg a few times a year. My family's there, my daughter and grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
yeah.
Jeez, and the list keeps going. We've got we've got an exchange in Singapore. That's Sea Jam. That's February 19th.
Can we carpool?
might be a little difficult going across the Pacific.
Plane pool?
Yeah, then there's the Vietnam Lindy Exchange in March.
Yeah.
Swing Amok in Cambodia, also March, the next weekend. And then March 23rd to 25th is the Emerald Coast Lindy Exchange. We heard from Jessica
Wagoner
about that earlier on the phone. Balboa Rendezvous is coming up last weekend of March. Camp Swing It in Korea. All Balboa weekend. I've got a lot of friends that are really excited about that one. June 7th to 10th.
Where?
That one is in Cleveland.
Okay, yeah. So I think Tammy goes on that once, didn't she?
Yeah, Tammy went there once. Yeah. And then this year, Anne is going down.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's carpooling with, I think Dave Trin might be going.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and Amanda. And then we've got some really good friends of mine in Toronto. Lisa and Risa will be going, and they're Bal fanatics, and two attractive girls that love Balboa, so you can really see everyone is starting to dance more Balboa in Toronto because of that.
That's funny. I would.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Not that I'm an expert Balboa dancer by any measure, which I'm not, but it certainly is a great dance and very, very, very nice to watch, and really on a fast song. It's a really smart thing.
Yeah, you don't have to break your neck dancing. You can do it fast and it's not exhausting.
It works really well in tight spaces. Just this past Sunday was Steve and Caitlin's birthday party in Toronto. They took over the Swing and Blues at the Imperial, brought in a live band, eight musicians, all really good New Orleans jazz musicians on a tiny little stage. Must have been like 10 feet by 3 feet or something. Unbelievable. And the dance floor was even more packed. So there was a lot of Balboa going on that
night. Right.
Well, that's good.
You can't go wrong with swing.
I hear you.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what kind you do.
We're at the top of the hour here, folks. So let's just do a little station advertisement. Our main sponsor here at your community radio station, CKMS, we'll play that. And we'll be right back here at 100.3 Sound FM. And this is a swing, jazz, and blues show. So here we go. Listen by.
Down the road again. Do what it takes to be your car's best friend. Keeping you on your way.
On your way.
Down the road again. Great service when your car needs care. You and your car are gonna love it.
Car trouble, emission testing, all your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Service when your car needs care, you and your car.